God. Look at Isaiah 43. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Do you see that? He said, there was no God before me. There will never be any God after me. I am he. There's none else. And beside me, there is no Savior. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is not a different Savior. He's God manifest in the flesh. And so the Bible's real clear again and again that there's only one God. And just in case you were confused, God even says, let me just break this down to you. Before me, there was no other God. And after me, there's never going to be another God. Okay, let's look at Mormonism. Here's what Brigham Young said. As former LDS prophet Brigham Young taught, and here's a quote from him. This is a verbatim quote. How many gods there are, I do not know. Well, let me help you, Brigham Young. 1 Timothy 2:5, James 2:19, Isaiah 43, and on and on. But he said, how many gods there are? He said, I don't know. But there was never a time when there were not gods and worlds and when men were not passing through the same ordeals that we are passing through. So did you hear that? Gods and worlds. And I don't know how many there are. Listen to this. This is another Mormon apostle that came later on, Orson Pratt. Here's what he said. If we should take a million of worlds like this and number their particles, we should find that there are more gods than there are particles of matter in those worlds. Whoa, man, that's a lot of gods. I mean, this will make the Hindus. They only have 1,000 gods. I mean, even a Hindu would probably, this would floor them. I mean, if we take a million worlds and count up all the particles. I mean, is he talking subatomic? Or are we just talking molecules? Or what are we talking, Orson? Help us out here. He's saying that there are literally like a bazillion gods. I mean, he's saying like a number like 10 to the whatever power. I mean, you have to use scientific notation to count how many gods the Mormons believe in. I mean, I got a whole page of quotes here. Where they're talking about this stuff. Here's what Brigham Young claimed. He is our father, the father of our spirits, and was once a man in mortal flesh as we are, and is now an exalted being. How many gods there are, I do not know. And it picks up the other quote that I read. He said, then we shall go back to our father and God, who is connected with one who is still farther back. And this father is connected with one still farther back, and so on. So he's saying, like, God had a father, and he had another father, and he had another father, and he had another father, you know. Our God is a natural man. This is also Brigham Young, or Heber C. Kimball. The first of all mechanics. Well, I guess God was the first mechanic, according to this guy. Where did he get this knowledge from? From his father. Just as we get knowledge from our earthly parents. And listen to this, Orson Pratt. The gods who dwell in the heaven have been redeemed from the grave in a world which existed before the foundation of this earth were laid. They and the heavenly body they now inhabit were once in a fallen state. This is basically teaching that God used to be a sinful guy who became a god. He was in another world, on another planet. And they were exalted also from fallen men to celestial gods, plural, to inhabit their heaven forever and ever. We were begotten by our Father in heaven. I can't even read this garbage. Nonsense. It's just a bunch of garbage. It's like, oh, there's all these other planets and other galaxies and other gods. Oh, it's like, this is not Christianity, my friend. Quit saying, oh, this is another, he believes in Jesus. He don't even believe that there's one God. He's not even monotheistic.